We're calling to order the Transportation Benefit District special meeting for Wednesday, December 5th. All council members are, all board members are present. The first item is acceptance or modification of the agenda. Are there any council members? No, seeing none. Are there any conflict of interest? Seeing none. Is there a motion to accept the agenda?
So moved.
Wow, that was a tripled. So it was moved by Board Member Ward and seconded by Board Member Bunkowski. The first item up is the resolution. We have a Transportation Benefit District Resolution Number 2012-03, authorizing a vehicle tab license fee. Do we have information? Looks like I'm looking to our finance director. Hello, Ellen Shore.
Good evening. I just have a couple of quick things to remind you, and I think an open question from the last meeting.
Okay.
Tonight, the resolution in front of you authorizes the imposition of a vehicle license fee, the levying of a fee. I wanted to remind you that as your board, you can choose a fee of up to $20. Once you choose that fee, if you'd like to change it up to that maximum of 20 or beyond, you would need to take that to the voters of the district. That's all the voters on Bainbridge Island. And then there's also a maximum of $100 set by RCW, but you would need to take any amount over the 20 to the voters.
Thank you.
If you choose a fee, we will contract with the State Department of Licensing to impose that fee, and they will collect it on our behalf. There was a question last time about the types of vehicles subject to or possibly exempt from the license fee, and that is set by the RCW. There's a long list of vehicles which are not subject and which are subject to a fee. There was a specific question last time about antique or horseless carriage vehicles, as they're called in the RCW, and those are exempt. Restored or collector vehicles are also exempt, but most what you would consider trailers, trucks, vehicles are subject to the fee, and that's something that's set in RCW, not up to the TBD.
Okay, thank you.
And then just to remind you, there's about 18,000 registered vehicles on Bainbridge Island.
Our interim city attorney, Will Patton.
So I'd like to add one thing to what Ellen said, that is, it's a peculiarity of this statute that if you choose an amount of the fee below $20, then you are prohibited from raising it by board action after that. So, for example, if you choose a fee of $10 per vehicle, and later, a year from now, you wanted to change that to $15, you cannot do it without a vote of the whole population. You could lower it, but you can't raise it.
Okay, thank you. Are there questions from the board members? Looking right and left, I do not see any. Are there any members of the public that wish to comment on this particular item? Seeing none, do we have a motion or any further discussion?
I'd like to make a point. I would.
Board Member Ward?
Yes, I would hope that there's a city council that also works in concert on this particular issue relating to the roads, and I would certainly hope that we would work with them to establish a goal of the city's contribution being three times greater than any contribution from this car tab fee as a goal. Mm. Comment.
Okay, thank you. Board Member Blair.
Thank you. Actually, I'm very supportive of having the Transportation Benefit District levy this vehicle license, or excuse me, vehicle fee. And I've thought about it and have some points I'd like to just be sure are made for the benefit of the public, so that there's a way of understanding at least my thinking about it, and I would welcome other people's comments. I think that what is very clear is that over the course of this year in particular, this council and our community have really prioritized dealing with a very long delayed issue about how do we maintain and preserve and improve our roads so that people can get around, and certainly in anticipation of the island's population and visitor growth. So I think there are a couple of things that are required to really meet that, and one of them is a commitment and some leadership by this council. And I think we've had that. There is a commitment that's been expressed by the community, and throughout this year, this council has been committed to prioritizing and improving our roads. I think the other piece is we are looking at the kind of thinking that Councilmember Ward just mentioned, and that is that this is not to be a standalone way of dealing with the roads, but in fact to be done in concert with a budget that also seeks to very aggressively make sure that we are able to manage the roads and maintain them. No matter how carefully we are managing our dollars and thinking about this, we don't have enough revenue to consistently sustain the level of money that we need to deal with improving our roads and maintaining them. So I think that now is a good time for us to do it, and I have three reasons. One, it's appropriate. I think we have finally begun to really put ourselves into sound financial footing, and we do have revenue in line with our current expenses. We've done that for more than 1 year, and I think that's a demonstration that our reserves are funded at a sustainable level, and because we have a balanced budget and we have a clear priority, I think we can see that now we are ready and possible to deal with our previously underfunded road projects. I think it's also very necessary to do that because we, without this, at this point, our revenues cannot. We need some revenue increases because at this point they do not and cannot meet the cost of our desired annual road budget without seriously eroding other projects and work that our city wants to do. So we need more money, quite simply. The other is, I think it's very timely and pragmatic to do it now. I would like us to take this action right now as a way of assuring that any and all vehicle license fees that are paid by Bainbridge Island residents stay and are used to improve the Bainbridge Island roads. This particular legislation is something that perhaps, although it's not been stated at this point at all, that the county could, in fact, levy that. Were they to do that, then the county gets to determine through a formula how much of the Bainbridge fee will come back to benefit the Bainbridge Island road system. So I would like to forestall that. I think the other is a very pragmatic reason, and that is that the legislature and the funding agencies ask, is your local government doing everything it can to support its roads? When we apply for federal and state funding, that is a question that we need to be able to say yes. And this is one of the tools the legislature has provided to our municipality and those across the state. We need to take advantage of it. It's an act of good faith and positions us more, it just better positions us for any grant applications in the future. I think it's a way of leveraging, and I would like to have it passed, and I would appreciate everybody thinking seriously about it and adding their support to the idea.
Thank you. Any other comments? Board Member Ward?
You know, I agree with many of your comments on this issue and do support it, but for me it's a matter of timing. I want to see us have an approved budget in place that meets the funding goals for the roads before we do this. And if that means doing this early in January, that's fine with me, but it's really very important that we have this budget in place and meet these funding goals prior to taking this step.
Board Member Bunkowski?
I actually agree with both of the comments before us. One of the things that the City Council, it's my understanding, will be evaluating this evening after this meeting is, are we going to approve a budget that does not maintain the roads? Because that's the only budget that we have been submitted so far. The budget that is for the capital plan that the Bainbridge Island City Council is going to try to act on tonight shows $900,000 in 2013 and $600,000 in 2014 for city. And as I've said in the past, I wanted those numbers to get up into the 1.2 to 1.5 region. If indeed we had the ability through the other city resources to do that, then I will absolutely support this. But to go and add this in and still have the roads being continuing to be degraded because we haven't been able to make the priorities, I think is wrong. And so that's why I concur, I think, with Councilmember Ward that hopefully in January, after we have the ability to go and decide to revise the budget for the road repair and maintenance, I think at that point in time that a vote on this makes sense. I think premature. Right now, I think it's premature by a small amount of time.
Board Member Hytopoulos?
I think it would be a little contrived for us to delay this for that purpose. I believe that this council is going to vote, however, when it convenes as a council. The city council will vote regardless of how this decision is made. We'll vote to provide as much roads funding as a majority, whatever that majority winds up being of this council, believes is feasible. So they are not related. I think that our city council is committed to fully funding roads to the extent possible. The fact is that our city is extremely challenged by having an immense system of roads and a very small tax base. And so I absolutely support everything that Ann just said, in that we, this community through this board and its city council, needs to explore all options in funding our roads, and even then we'll be challenged. So for that reason, I support voting now. There's no reason to delay, and our city council will resume its budget conversation and I'm sure do everything that each member feels is possible to fund roads that way as well.
Board Member Blossom?
I agree with Steve and Dave, and I also will not support it at this time because there are other revenue options that have been put on the table, such as impact fees, road bonds. We don't really know what's going to happen with our swim rate. And I think that any time you're going to raise taxes or assess additional fees, you need to look at the cumulative impact. This may not be difficult for anyone sitting up here to pay, but it will be difficult. Every dollar is difficult for the people who make your coffee, who help you at the bank. There are a lot of people on this island that will feel every little bit we increase, and I think that we need to remember that.
Board Member Scales?
I actually think that it's important for this board to take action before the City Council finishes its budget. This board is very limited in what it can do. So really the question is, you know, do we impose the motor vehicle tax or not? And if we do, at what level do we impose it? Whereas the City Council is able to take into consideration a much larger budget with many different priorities, and there are many more options for the Council to choose from. And I think it's important for this board to make a decision on this tonight so that it will help inform the City Council's budget deliberation process. And will indicate whether or not there's going to be a dedicated revenue stream, an additional dedicated revenue stream for roads that the City Council can then take into consideration in their budget deliberations. And I think for those that want a vast increase, that will help those in roads expenditures, that will help those deliberations. I'm in support of the motor vehicle excise tax for several reasons. One, it's very clear that in this district roads are in incredible disrepair, and it has been designated as a high priority for the city. And there's no question, if we were talking about a motor vehicle excise tax for some other sort of feel-good measure, I wouldn't be supportive. But we have a demonstrated need, a very dire need, and that this tax will help to fund that. Second, it's historically, you know, if we go back to when we actually had a state-imposed motor vehicle excise tax, and those people can remember paying hundreds of dollars generally on a vehicle, a newer vehicle. And Initiative 695 did away with that tax and reduced it to a flat $30. If I recall correctly, I don't believe that Bainbridge Island voters supported that initiative. And I think it's good to keep things in perspective in terms of what we're talking about, $20 versus several hundred dollars, and the fact that in losing the motor vehicle excise tax, that's when the city's funding for roads really began to decline. That, along with other initiatives such as 747 that limited property tax. But we have vastly limited revenue streams today than we did a decade ago, and it's important that we recognize that that is in some part a cause for the problems that we're having with our roads. And finally, although it's not a really progressive tax the way the former MVET was, it is, you know, it's a relatively small amount when you're talking $20 per vehicle, and it's somewhat progressive in that the more vehicles you have, the more tax that you would pay. But for all those reasons, I think that this is the right time, and clearly there's a need for this, I think that the residents of this district would support it.
Any other comments? I support the comments that have been said so far with Board Member Blair, especially the one where you spoke about how we are to look at all options possible. And a different role, Council Member Bunkowski and I serve on the Transportation Policy Board, and it was asked of us outright, our all cities, are, do you have a transportation benefit district in place? And this is during the conversation about potential grant opportunities and being awarded. So not having that in place, I felt, put us at a disadvantage. In respecting the board members' desires to see council take action first, I actually support that as well. For me, seeing what the council does, we have the council will be having budget discussions this evening. I don't see a delay having this come before us for our next transportation benefit district. I don't see starting the new year off fresh with this would be a problem. So that is where I'm at this moment. Are there any other comments or further discussion? Board Member Scales?
I guess I would just point out that the longer we wait, the longer it's going to take for the revenue to come in. And if we're just sort of saying, well, let's just see what the city council does before we decide, and we're all really supportive of this, you know, we're wasting time and we're wasting money, essentially. And so I would hope that we could take a vote tonight and move forward.
Board Member Hightopoulos.
I also think we're harming the credibility of this board and the city council because, as I said a moment ago, that when I said I felt it was a bit contrived, that to insinuate that this board or the city council is going to do anything different in its deliberations on either this decision or budget decisions based on the other is, I mean, we're the same people, we're in this room, we know what we're going to do, and I think perhaps more importantly for our credibility, the idea that we've tracked this down through several meetings, we set this meeting, we guaranteed that everybody would be here at this meeting so we would have fair representation of the entire board, we have put aside public comment time, the administration's expecting a decision, and the city council will be voting, will be working on a budget with or without this information. I think it's, like I said, I hope I'm not sounding too unkind, but the word contrived is all that comes to mind, and I don't think this is a very good decision.
Board Member Blair.
Thank you. I would like to have us vote tonight. Mm-hmm. I think that again, I don't hold people, but I believe in the heads nodding that I see about Councilmember Ward's suggestion and goal that we look to developing a budget that includes city revenue to match triple what would come in. I think that kind of idea and concept and the spoken affirmation and the looks of nodding and appreciation for that statement are things that we can rely on as we go forward in another body looking at the budget. And it does feel contrived. I don't know that I would have used that, but it feels disingenuous to think that it would change. And I would like us to deal with it tonight. We have told the community one way or another that people have had an ample opportunity to comment. Many have. And to Board Member Blossom's point, there certainly have been people who have expressed a concern about how it will be painful to their budgets. I've also received a number of emails saying, thank goodness you all are at the point of taking some leadership on this. We need to do it, and I am supportive of doing it. That being, and so the community is commenting, they're thinking about it, and at least on the emails and phone messages, grocery store conversations I've had, I think that the balance of the comments have been supportive and the questions that have been raised have been answered.
Okay. Board Member Scales?
As I'm thinking about this scenario of delaying the vote, it makes me more and more uncomfortable because although obviously we're a different governing body than the City Council, we're obviously composed of the same members, and I feel that based upon the comments that have been made tonight by some board members, their decision on whether or not to support the MVET will depend on what the City Council does. And right after this meeting, the City Council is going to meet and discuss the budget. And if we don't make a decision now, then we're going to be doing all sorts of horse trading here. And I'm going to be saying, all right, well, if I want my MVET as a board member, I'm going to have to do certain things that some council members want on the City Council budget. And that's just not right. We have to disassociate these two things. Either this is the right thing to do as a transportation benefit district board member, or it's not. And we can't be saying, well, let's wait and see what the City Council does when we're all on the same group. So I really think we need to you know, make our decision now and then let the City Council do its business, knowing what revenue streams are going to be coming in for roads rather than the other way around.
Board Member Ward?
I move we postpone consideration of Transportation Benefit District Resolution number 2012-03 until our first meeting in January.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
And it's been moved by Board Member Ward, second by Board Member Bunkowski. Further discussion? See none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Nay.
The motion carries. The next item on the agenda is Finance Director Ellen Chore.
The Transportation Benefit District actually doesn't have a meeting scheduled in January. The first regularly scheduled meeting will be in March of 2013. So if you'd like to schedule a special meeting, can keep that in mind for later in the meeting.
Thank you. The next item is the consent agenda. And do we have a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Board Member Blair, seconded by Board Member Bunkowski. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. The next item is reviewing upcoming Transportation Benefit District meeting dates. January 9th, I believe, is
well,
our Go ahead, please.
The next regularly scheduled meeting is actually next Wednesday. The first business meeting of every quarter, or it coincides with the first business meeting of every quarter of the City Council. So it would be next, the 12th of December, unless you choose to cancel that meeting, or your next regularly scheduled meeting, which would be, I believe, the 13th of March of next year. That's correct. The 13th of March, or if you chose to schedule a special meeting, we could do that as well in January.
Council members, excuse me, Board Member Blair.
You said that. I bet you said it very clearly. I just want to double check. The first quarter meeting is next week for 2013?
Sorry. You have a regularly scheduled meeting for 2012 on the 12th of December.
I see.
And
thank
then
you.
In 2013, the you. First meeting is scheduled for March 13th,
okay,
and then the next one June 12th.
Regularly scheduled. Thank you.
Board Member Scales?
I just wanted to make a comment about scheduling, because there was really no need to have this meeting tonight. And we had gone through a number. The meeting was originally scheduled for November, and we rescheduled it in order for all seven board members to be present. And the understanding and the agenda states that we were going to make a decision tonight. And as you know, some of us are particularly challenged when it comes to schedules and getting to meetings. And nothing has really changed from tonight, from our last board meeting. Nothing has changed from a transportation benefit district perspective. And yet, we're scheduling things and then saying, well, we're not going to make it. We say we're going to make a decision, then we're not going to make a decision. And we schedule it so that everybody can be here to make a decision, and then we continue it. So I think it's a very inefficient and unproductive and disingenuous way to run a government. And I hope that in the next time when we do schedule a meeting, if we're going to schedule something for a vote, then we take a vote, absent something intervening in the meantime that causes everybody to not be ready to take a vote, which didn't happen in this case. So I'm just very wary of this scheduling charade.
Thank you. I appreciated the discussion this evening. And we are now looking at scheduling the next Transportation Benefit District meeting. We said December 12th would be potentially the next, and then we could also look at dates in January as well.
It sounds like the 12th is already scheduled.
Okay.
Tonight was a special meeting.
Okay.
So the regular meeting, the next regular meeting is December 12th.
So thank you.
We'd need to cancel if we're not going to have it.
So, board members, do you wish to retain the December 12th date or look at a potential date in January?
Madam Chair.
Board Member Ward.
Does the 9th of January work?
I'm looking to council members. Nods of heads, that would be January 9th, a Wednesday. It looks like people are looking on their calendars. Is that okay for you? Board Member Haitopoulos?
Yeah, I mean, I expect to be here. I do want to once again put in a plug for not starting meetings until 6:30, because 5:30 is difficult for people who work full-time, especially people who work in Seattle.
Okay. Other board members? Looks like January 9th. And there's a request to start at 6:30.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Any other items? Seeing none, we will adjourn this meeting. Thank you.
And I believe, will there be a tape delay as well in 5 minutes? Okay, so City Council.
Thank you. We're going to be recessing for at least 5 minutes.